You are listening to episode 29 of the Keto Island Boys podcast. Today we are interviewing Stephen Pitaya, who has been on the ketogenic diet since October 1st of 2018. We talk about his autoimmune disease, vitiligo, and how his dermatologist recommended keto as an alternative way to battle it. We also give our opinions about Jillian Michaels' rants about the keto diet. Enjoy.
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff, and I've been doing keto since about September of 2017.
And this is Hines, and I've been doing keto since March of 2018. And we are the Keto Island Boys.
Yes, and we are on episode 29.
I'm starting to lose count.
I know, right? And we're just doing this podcast because for those of you probably listening, just to talk about our journey, you know, we're just two islanders doing the ketogenic lifestyle, and you know, we've been doing interviews every week, and just the topics just keep coming and coming.
Yeah, we just interview just random people that we may know or meet over social media. And we just ask people to share their stories, and you know, we just kind of ask how people live their ketogenic lifestyle, and see how they and see if it's sustainable for them. And yeah, and just we've been just kind of cruising right along. So we're into 2019. I'm currently recording this podcast on, you know, being the Keto Island Boys. I am on the North Island of New Zealand.
Nice.
Right now,
I'm on the island. I'm on the island of Seattle.
Hell yeah! And so
what time is it right now?
It's actually morning time Thursday right now. So it's so for those of you that are listening, you know, we're recording a little bit ahead of time, and so this it's actually Thursday morning, like around 8:30 a.m. and the time back in Seattle is what, around 11?
It's 11:30 Wednesday, January 16.
See, that's weird. Yeah, it's the 17th here. So, but yeah, the beauty of the internet is that the fact that we could still do this, you know, even though we're like literally 15,000 miles apart from each other right now, or 10,000 miles apart. So, but yeah, we still want to get this content out to you, just kind of share, you know, how we live our lifestyles, and saying that, hey, like for me, I'm, you know, technically like on vacation, visiting family on holiday, as people down here would call it. And, you know, I guess I'll just kind of start off like the first week, you know, I was, you know, I didn't really stay keto. Like on most of the days I was like eating things I haven't eaten down here in a long time. But, you know, what I figured is, you know, I could save my cheating for the weekends. And then during the week, I feel okay. Since I'm not really necessarily meeting up with a bunch of family, besides, you know, my family that I'm staying with now, I'm not really meeting up with family like in the middle of the day, or like meeting up for breakfast or lunch. So this whole week, today being Thursday, I fasted every day. So I'm kind of doing that. And then I haven't really eaten. I think the earliest I've eaten this whole week has been about 6 o'clock is probably the earliest I've eaten. Or maybe even 5:30. So
what's great about like what you're doing is like, you know, you've been doing keto for a while. So like, it's easy for you to have a routine that you stick with, and you can take it into vacations or kind of anywhere you go. It's just, you know, one of the things that we like about, you know, doing keto.
I think also, you know, like, so Jeff has been on a few vacations since we've started doing this podcast. And, you know, and like, even I remember where I've done podcasts where I've been back either in Seattle or Las Vegas, where I live now, and Jeff's been on vacation, and we'll still find time to sort of branch away from the group. Now, the thing with, I feel like when you, Jeff, go on vacation, man, you'll go on vacation with tons of people that aren't doing keto. So you're surrounded by these people like 24/7. And you know, whether you choose to or not, you know, it's like, it's, you know, it's sort of up to you, but you kind of know what you're doing when you're on vacation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, just things like, you know, yeah, wherever they go eat, you know, we were in Hawaii, people always got rice. I just didn't eat the rice, you know. That's just, you know, I just ate the sushi and whatever meats there were. And, you know, you kind of just make the best decisions you can. And, you know, I mean, I didn't totally was not against, I just ate whatever, you know, was available to me and what I liked. And I just know that, you know, after the vacation, then I can always go back on keto as well. But, you know, I didn't divulge in things like drink soda, you know, or eat like tremendous amounts of candy that I normally do. And I think that's the biggest change that I've noticed going on vacations.
Now, I've been really lucky because I've had multiple of my family members sort of start doing keto since I've been here. And so, nice. So there's one of my good cousins, Puta, that's who I'm kind of staying with, him and his family. Our moms are sisters. And, you know, he's pretty much how I was telling you this whole week. I've been fasting and just eating at night. So he's been kind of doing the same thing. So we're kind of on the same schedule. So it's like, it's really made it easier because, like, he's not trying to, like, force me to eat lunch or not to say that he'll force me, but just, you know, even entice me with anything. He's just like, oh, I'll eat when you eat. And he's just, I'm kind of teaching him, you know, firsthand, just, you know, like different habits of like what to eat, what to order. So like for this week, they have a pressure cooker here. So like we made dinner, I believe, on Monday. And then on Tuesday, we went to go eat Korean barbecue. So that was like his. Dude, it was bomb too.
And it's the photo that you posted.
It was like $30 New Zealand, which breaks down to $20 US. So I was just like, dude, might have to come back here a couple more times just because it's so cheap compared to, you know, what we're paying in the States. And then last night, Wednesday, we went to, and that was funny that you posted the Indian, because we had Indian buffet last night. Indian. So, and then that was good too. I'm not going to lie. So met up with my brother and his family, and he has three girls and his wife, and man, their whole family was smashing the naan. And I was like, damn, it looks so good. And like, but you know, what's so funny. It's like, man, that's what they were really enjoying. And I was just like, no, that's cool that they do that. But you know, me and my cousin, we were like, oh, we were cool not eating the naan. I mean, we ate a lot of the other stuff. We had the butter chicken. They had some, you know, now, you know, I don't know about the sauces, because, you know, it was cool when you posted your post, you know, you had stuff, you could see the ingredients, you know, when we were at the buffet, I mean, it just kind of like, wasn't sure, you know, if there's like any sorts of sugar in there. But, you know, we tried to stay as keto as possible. So just mostly ate the vegetables, stayed away from, you know, try to stay away from the carrots. And there wasn't really many potatoes in there anyway. So, but yeah, man, just trying to stay keto, you know, throughout this week. And then I plan on possibly cheating this weekend, but I don't know. It just kind of depends, you know, on how I'm feeling, because I feel really good. So it's almost to the point where I don't want to cheat just to kind of keep it going. So,
do you think you've gained any weight since you've been there?
For sure. I probably gained a few pounds, like maybe up to like 10 pounds, maybe like, that first week. So, but I feel like, you know, draining my body of carbohydrates, I feel a little bit better now. And so, I'll probably still up a few pounds. I don't know exactly. I haven't really gotten on a scale since I've been here. So, and you know, everybody's on the metric system out here. So it's like, you know, they use like kilograms and stuff. So I don't really, so it's also kind of hard to, I've always, I've, I've needed to convert whenever people talk about weight and stuff, because everybody's used to kgs out here, and I'm just like, well, you know, we're used to lb. Yeah, so we're used to lbs. So so yeah, so in fact, I was actually trying to get my cousin that we interviewed last week to go to Korean tonight just so that I could show her how to do that. But then she's just started like a 72-hour fast or something crazy like that. And I was just like, oh, great. And I was like, man, I don't want to mess up her fast. So it's like, oh, yeah. So maybe I won't go necessarily have dinner with her tonight. Well, obviously I won't because she'll be fasting. So I'm trying to figure out something else to do. But right. But man, that's probably the one thing that's really kept me on my keto is just seeing these guys start it, like, or, you know, be in the middle of their keto journeys. And like, so it's good. You know, we're kind of reinforcing each other and stuff like that. So, but yeah, it's been good. So, plan on doing, you know, I'm here for probably like another 2 more weeks. I leave 2 weeks after, you know, from tomorrow. So, to head back to the States. So, so yeah, I'm just trying to enjoy my time here. And I didn't plan on doing keto as strict as I've been doing it, like for these last 3 days. But, for me, it's like, I might as well, since I have basically people around me that's also supporting, and you know, we're kind of supporting each other and teaching each other, and you know, I'm just kind of teaching my cousins how to, like, you know, to eat keto. And one of the weird things out here is, you know, living in Seattle and even in Vegas too, is, you know, there's Starbucks everywhere, right? So the problem is in Auckland, there's probably only like 4 Starbucks, 5 Starbucks total. Yeah, because there's another Australian company called the Coffee Club that's out here. So, and you know, we usually order, like, what our go-to drink is usually an Americano with maybe some heavy whipping cream and like sugar-free vanilla. So, but man, when I go to the Coffee Club, they don't have sugar-free syrup, and they don't. No, people rarely use we just call it heavy whipping cream, right? Or heavy cream, right? Call it cream out here. And you know what's funny is no places really have cream. Like, people rarely put cream in their coffee. So it's like, so that was really kind of interesting to me. So like, when I've been going to grab coffee, it's just been what they call a long black. And I don't even know what that is. But yeah, that's like what I've learned. That's what I order now. So it's just a long black straight, you know, with no sugar, or which is fine, you know. So, but yesterday we did go to one of those 4 Starbucks yesterday, just because I was fiending something different, because I was just tired of drinking black coffee. And I just really wanted to have that Americano. So, And, you know, yesterday was kind of hot. So, so just, you know, and that's the beauty, too, of, like, coffee, too. You know, when it's hot, you could just order a cold one, you know, iced Americano. So, and they had all the stuff that I'm used to. So they had cream, and then they had sugar-free vanilla, and it was pretty bomb. And I told my cousin, I said, you know, because I ordered the same drink for both of us. And I said, man, you're going to kill this, you know, because it's going to taste really good, because you're just used to drinking the just black coffee. So and lo and behold, yeah, man, he murdered his in like 3 minutes. And I was like, dude, I told you. I was like, you know, enjoy it, savor it, you know, because, you know, we were kind of,
hey, I need you to do me a favor while you're there. Is can you give me a New Zealand Starbucks mug?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll give you some money.
Don't worry about it, man. This is
I collect
the Keto Island Boys budget, man. We'll figure it out. So yeah.
The Keto Island Boys budget. Okay.
So you know what's so funny? No. When I was at that Starbucks yesterday, I was actually looking at the mugs just because of, you know, you people that collect and stuff like that. So they have the old school version, like the ones we found in Dubai that say New Zealand on there.
Yeah.
Is that the one you want? Okay, perfect. That's exactly what I was going to ask, because they have that old style. So. Yeah. I'll go back and I'll grab it. So I'm probably going to go into town again tomorrow. And, I think I actually might stay in town just cause I think we're going to hang out in downtown the next couple days, just for the weekend. So since today's Thursday, kind of stay there. And then, Yeah, and just kind of hang out in that downtown area, because it felt good kind of being in downtown yesterday. It just reminds me so much of downtown Seattle. So, yeah, you know, and so, you know, we went to H&M. And so then, you know, that's the other beautiful thing about doing keto is like, man, I just fit larges now. Like, I'm just down a size. So it just, yeah, so it feels good to.
I know. I know one of the things that really like impressed me was I never used to shop at H&M. You know, I was a double X, and like they don't make double X's at H&M. And I was like, yeah. And as soon as I started losing weight, and I for New Year's on 2008 or 2017, I went in there and I was like, let me just try on like an XL just for shits and giggles. And I fit it, and it totally shocked me. Like, I would never have gone in there and shop for clothes. Now I'm like getting larges there now. So it's kind of just an eye opening experience. You know, it's crazy.
You know, what's crazy is like, you know, with the exchange rate, like our money is worth like, you know, a little bit stronger than the New Zealand dollar. And what's dope is like, man, we found t-shirts that were like $7.99. And I was like, damn, that breaks down to like $5 US. So yeah, bought a couple random like plain t-shirts and stuff. And so, yeah, just kind of, and so, yeah, man, we're just kind of doing that, you know, and, it was just totally worth it, you know? So yeah, no, like that's the other, like I said, beautiful thing about, you know, being down weight and like, fitting these sizes, because it's like, man, I would never really kind of same, you know, almost the same reason, you know, it's just it's a little bit more a lot of their, you know, a lot of sort of brands like that, you know, are made for, you know, people that aren't, you know, they don't really have 3X or 2X sizes for us. So like, man, it just feels good to kind of be able to walk into some of these stores, and then they had a few deals. So yeah, it was just. Felt good.
You know what's been crazy is that you know, everyone on Facebook is doing that age challenge where they put like pictures from 10 years ago or like 9 years ago, and I saw a lot of photos were like 2008 of myself and like to now. I mean, it's like totally 9 days. Like, I am leaner now, yeah, than I was years ago, and people say, hey, you look younger. I was like, I think this is like the fountain of youth doing keto.
There's a reason why there's that you know, that documentary, The Magic Pill, because it kind of is, you know, it's like it does a lot of different things for different people. And like for us, keto has made like you look younger, and it's me fit my clothes, and it's like I really enjoy doing it. And one of the other things too is when you do keto is that, you know, you're gonna have people that are negative, and this is maybe a good segue for us, you know, is just that, you know, there might be people out there, or there might be something that comes out in the news that says, you know, keto is gonna lower your life expectancy and stuff like that. So and so that's the thing too, is just, you know, my parents know that I'm doing keto, and they know I'm trying to get them to do it. But then, just last week, my parents had seen some stuff on the news just talking about, you know, keto being dangerous. And so they're telling all of my aunties and uncles, and, you know, my dad's telling his brother and his wife, and then my mom's telling my auntie that I'm staying with, and just about this, you know, talking about that this diet that we're doing is so crazy. And it's like, man, it's so funny how, you know, we talk about like, man, there's negative sort of, you know, there's people out there that may be negative towards what you're doing and the change that you're doing. And, you know, I understand that, you know, my mom is trying to be, you know, she's trying to like look out, but then, you know, it's just funny that she's kind of one of the main of me kind of, you know, living this lifestyle. But, you know, I'm just kind of trying to show her that, you know, that it's not dangerous, and that it's not. And so I really need to get my blood tested just to kind of prove to her that, hey, like this isn't as, you know, scary as what you think this is. And so,
I also feel that people who are against it so much, they'll find articles to prove what their theory is, and then they'll, you know, they'll keep finding it and finding it. But yeah, you don't see, you know, the hundreds of thousands of people that are doing keto and got benefits from it. Like, you don't hear about their stories as much, which we're trying to do. But, you know, all the negative Absolutely. Stuff is amplified. You know, when something's negative, yeah, you can find so many negative things, and it'll just keep rolling with everybody, and everyone hears about, you know, negative things, but they actually haven't even tried
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you
don't
know,
even know,
I feel like,
themselves.
You know, there's always going to be those articles out there that are negative and positive about keto, right? So it kind of goes both ways, but it's like, when I see the negative articles, I always wonder, okay, where did this spark from? Is somebody funding this? You know, if it's a study, who funded the study to kind of like debunk some of these things and stuff? So it's like, I always kind of question, you know, whether it be, you know, negative or positive, I kind of want to see, like, you know, it's almost the intent of where this article is coming from. You know, like, are the writers of this article debunking or trying to debunk, you know, keto, the ketogenic lifestyle, because, you know, are they getting paid by somebody? Or, you know, I'm just always curious when it comes down to stuff like that. So
right.
So earlier this week, yeah, early,
let's just, yeah, yeah, let's get into it then. This past week, I'm sure everyone has heard, you know, Jillian Michaels. She was the former Biggest Loser trainer. She's been on air and articles slamming the trendy, you know, weight loss regimen, you know, that most people are doing, the ketogenic diet. And she doesn't understand, like, why anyone would think this is a good idea. And, you know, she's been telling that to people in Women's Health magazine. And she called keto a bad plan for millions of reasons. And, you know, I mean, what gets me is that, you know, she was a trainer on The Biggest Loser. And if people were to follow up people who did Biggest Losers, like, you would find out that majority of all of them had put the weight back yeah. on, right? And hasn't maintained the weight loss. And, you know, when she was on that show, they helped people lose the most amount of weight in a short period of time. And everyone who done it yeah. gained basically everything
and like,
back.
She didn't bring up any of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's
like,
just,
well,
yeah,
what are the percentages of people that have kept the weight off? Because, you know, right. like, for us, we don't care how fast you lose the weight. We don't care, you know, how slow you lose the weight. We don't even care if you lose okay. weight. To be honest, it's more like overall, like, health levels. Like, because, for example, like, we've had podcasts where it just didn't have to deal with the weight. You know, people were pre-diabetic. Even yourself, Jeff, you had high blood pressure, mm-hmm. which you no longer have. We've seen keto help people get off meds. So we're trying to help people save money. So, I mean, weight is just one of the benefits that happen with keto. And, like,
right.
you know, for her, you know, and like I said, you know, I get it. This is her livelihood. So it's like, you know, she's selling products. She's selling her whatever it is, her way of working out, or, you know, eating whole foods, which is, you know, it's kind of what we do too. But, you know, the other thing in her podcast is she was kind of talking about, I just want to give a quick shout out to my boy Lo, who sent me another podcast of these, I forgot the name of the podcast, but they were basically took what she said word for word and kind of broke it down, you know. And because the video that she has, if you haven't seen it, it's a 4-minute video where she kind of goes off on this little rant about, you know, about, like, how basically trying to say that keto is bullshit or whatever, that it's not, that there's other ways and stuff. So, but for me, it's like, man, this is her, this is like, this is the probably the funniest and the most hypocritical thing that she says, is that, like, at the very beginning of the video, she talks about people selling keto, like selling this keto on you. And it's like, we are selling the idea, but we're not trying to, like, you know, at least me and Jeff, we aren't necessarily trying to, like, sell you actually anything, except for, like, me, we might try to sell you t-shirts here coming up shortly. But, like, outside of that, it's like, to do keto, you don't have to yeah. really, you know, buy any of our products to do it. You could just do it. It's more so cutting things out of your diet that you may have been eating and then just eating more of the other things that you're already eating. So it doesn't have to do with anything. It's like, you don't have to buy any programs from us. You don't have to buy any products from us to do keto. So it's so funny because she talks about people trying to sell keto. But the funniest thing is, that's exactly what she's trying to do with the video, is sell her own brand without necessarily selling it. She's trying to tell you that there's another way if you follow her and then buy her products. Or
yeah, well, she has her fitness apps, she has videos, she has books. So she's in it. Like, you know, if everyone does keto and doesn't like buy any of her stuff, she has to find a way to like get attention to everyone back to her program. You know?
I mean, and then to me, I don't know. I think, you know, I'm not going to lie. Well, I'm definitely biased towards anything keto, because I just know that it's been working and it's worked for us. And so I know all the good things that it kind of does for ourselves. So she just seems so just condescending on the video too. So it was just kind of annoying just seeing her kind of go off and like just have that condescending tone about how like, and then she just seemed like she was like, you know, all knowing. And it's like, I don't know. It's just,
I mean, she doesn't even bring up the fact that, you know, what keto has clearly helped so many people. It's even clinically prescribed to people who have, you know, Alzheimer's or epilepsy or autism and Parkinson's. Like, doctors prescribe keto for these like specific reasons. So like, for her to not like even mention how it helps with those kind of things, like, you know, she just went on a rant for 4 minutes, basically, is what I got for this. Yeah. You know, I mean, she does make some good points, though. I mean, so she made some good points. She said that, like, you know, some of the things, you know, people who don't address, like, the type of proteins and fats, you know, people, you know, who think, like, they can eat bacon every day, you know, without leaving, like, the good fats in this keto, like, you know, avocados and nuts and olive oils, you know, or people tending to overeat on protein, you know, are not balancing their macros. I get it. Like, that's, you know, what keto is, you know, and I see some of her points. She makes some good points. She doesn't totally slam keto, but, you know, we know what the agenda is for her.
I mean, what's your thoughts on, like, you know, so people doing, right, you know, there's been memes and stuff out there, you know, where, and I think actually Eve brought this one up to me. Shout out to Eve. But she was talking about how there's like memes out there that say people doing dirty keto, and then, you know, and it's got pictures of just bacon and stuff like that. And then on the, you know, and then next to that image in the meme, there's like people, you know, and then there's kind of like those things that you brought up, like avocado, nuts and stuff like that. And then it'll say like true keto. Yeah. Like, what's your thoughts on that?
I think it is important to have a balanced, you just can't have one macro of just bacon and hamburgers. I don't think sustaining that throughout the year is something that is going to be good for you. I think that you have to balance everything out. You have to try a range of keto things, whether it's avocados or nuts, or trying to have, you know, other kinds of foods. I personally don't think eating bacon every day is good for you. I mean, I think that, you know, you gotta throw in some other things with it. And I think people have that misconception of keto is like, oh, all you eat is bacon and cheese and fat, you know, or like butter. But that's not true. Like, you know, if I looked at the foods that I've eaten for this past year, it has been salads and some greens with some cheeses and avocados. And, you know, I'll mix it up.
I'll actually differ my sort of view on all of that. My thing is, like, man, I'd rather have you do that than eat any type of sugar or carbohydrates, right? So if you choose to eat that way, I still feel like it will be way more beneficial than eating, you know, rice and, like, some of those other things. It's like, you're right. It might not be the health, you know, it might not be the what we would do. Because, you know, we do throw in vegetables here and there. We do eat occasional salad. We'll eat nuts and like macadamia nuts and and avocados and stuff. But my thing is, like, if that's how you want to do your keto journey, then by all means, whatever you have to do to, I'm a firm believer in, like, whatever you have to do that doesn't involve eating carbohydrates, like, go ahead and do it, because, and that's the beauty of biohacking, and that's the beauty of, like, us doing our fasting and stuff, and just us kind of trying some of these, like, things out, because it's, there's different, like, I just don't think it's, keto hasn't been around, like, keto's been around for a while, but it's, like, gotten so much notoriety these past few years. So it's like, man, I'm sure, what if somebody documented and literally only ate bacon, or just some of those things that you were talking about. So my thing is, like, it's more important to cut out the things that have been, making a lot of our society fat. And, like, who knows, what if, like, it, just eating that way has actually helped, like, whether it's, like, not eating any avocados and not eating any salad and just eating burgers with bacon, no bun and stuff like that. So, so my point of view is, man, if that's what you can sustain to do keto, if that's what it takes for you to sustain that and not eat carbohydrates and go back to, like, drinking any sugary drinks and stuff like that, then by all means, like, I feel like it'll still be beneficial, because it's better than not doing keto at all, right? Because I think at every other way, yeah,
And
has the
also,
potential of, having you,
yeah.
just eating how you were continuously eating. If that wasn't working for you, just the American standard diet, if that wasn't working for you, then try just eating bacon, and just try eating just, try something different. That's my thing. It's like,
And again, like, but you're saying eating bacon, but, like, what is your definition of doing keto? What do you think? What is your percentage? Like, people who do keto, right? They people who do keto follow a certain macro level, right? If you just ate bacon all the time, do you think you're getting the
I mean,
70,
as long
20,
as my
10
thing is,
macro
like,
level of
I
keto?
mean, what's the, so if you eat one slice of bacon, like, what's that macro level right there with the, because there's a certain amount of protein in it, and then there's a certain amount of fat in
Yeah.
it, right?
It's a lot of protein. Yeah, a lot of
Yeah. So, like,
protein and high fat for sure.
so it kind of depends on,
But
like, the
I
type
don't
of,
know the macro.
and that's why I kind of stay with the pork belly, and I like, or and bacon, because, when I look, when it's funny, because, went to the butcher with my cousin the other day, and we're just kind of looking at, like, meats, and I'm like, man, you want to find the meat that has the most white, because white means it's fat, right? So, like, if you're looking at a ribeye, a lot of ribeyes have that nice white all around. So it's like, if you're buying, any type of
Sure.
meat, if there's no white in there, then that's a pretty lean piece of meat, which, we've been taught to, right? Which, so I try to avoid,
It's fine.
for me, I was like, man, I try to
Yeah.
avoid, like, the more white there is. So you see white, white fat on, like, things like, brisket and pork belly, and see it a lot in the lamb flaps that we have out here. So that's kind of, that was kind of my thing when it comes to the red meats. It's like, you actually want to eat more white than red, because the red is the protein.
Well, I also think that for some people, they don't like to eat the fat. And if you decided to not want to get the fatty part of those things and you want to eat the lean meats, that's okay. Eat the lean meats, but also get in your fat. So whether it is adding olive oil or eating avocados or nuts to offset, the protein,
Oh,
that's how
yeah,
you get
that's
your
true.
fats in.
Yep,
You don't
that's true.
necessarily have to get the fattiest. You don't have to necessarily get the fattest part of the meats. You can get, like, good fats for you by eating your avocados and protein. So it's, some people, I'll do that sometimes. Like, if I eat chicken, like, I know I'm not getting a lot of, like, breast, I'll eat avocados and I'll have
Yeah.
butter, I'll have cheeses, like, I'll increase my fats,
True
and
that.
that's
I forgot
how
that.
lean,
Yeah,
right?
obviously, you could add your own fats to that, right? So you could add cheeses, and then, olive oil, but then you can also just add stuff like ranch dressing, blue cheese dressing, any of those sort of fatty dressings on top of
Yeah.
those, on top of those lean meats and stuff. And yeah, that's true too. I'm just so, for me, I'm just so lazy, and I like the way those fats taste. So, and I just sometimes I assume, But I know my cousin, he has sort of the same palate as I do. So I know that if he were to buy those, he would smash on them too. So that's kind of like, but you're right. I totally forget that. Yeah, man, just a lot of people just don't like fat and they're not used to it. And it's like, you know, it's an easy target, you know, so for to talk negatively about, because a lot of people are like, that's gross, you know, it tastes gross. And it's like, for me, it's like, you know, it's the opposite. It tastes really good to me. And, you know, it also depends on how you cook it too. So it's like, you know, I like it, you know, when it's, I like when the fat that I have on meat is like roasted or like, you know, high heat, you know, just kind of like burnt a little bit, you know, to pork skin. I like it when it's kind of crunchy. So, you know, everybody, you know, has their own, you know, sort of palate and way of doing things. And so, no, it makes sense. And so, yeah, no, you're right. I forget that, like, right. Obviously you can add cheese and some of those other things. So, yeah.
And I think one thing that, like, for everyone who's done keto or for us or everyone that we know, like, fasting, I think fasting is, man, it's like one of the key things. I mean, you don't have to fast. Obviously, we say that you don't have to fast doing keto, but, like, there's just so many benefits to even doing, like, a 12-hour or, like, a 16-hour fast, you know. I don't think that's hard to do. Do you think a lot of people push back on that, on the fasting thing?
Yeah, but I also feel like it is hard to do. It is hard to do if you're eating three. It's like, that's why it's like, it's, that's sort of a, that habit. No, I don't,
intermediate, advanced.
Think it is, but it is advanced because if your body's used to eating three meals a day and that first meal is heavy in carbohydrates, which a lot of breakfast is, like, you know, when you just name off breakfast foods, a lot of them just have, are just high in carbohydrates, cereal, you know, bagel. You know what I mean? So, and a lot of those are like fast sort of things too. You know, grab a bagel on your way out, grab a muffin, grab, you know, those things are just so fat. And then like oatmeal, there's just so many things that are like carbohydrate rich when it comes to breakfast foods, right? Even fruit, apples, you know, bananas, you know. And we've been taught that, hey, you got to eat breakfast. You got to eat breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day. So, man, starting your day off with carbohydrates is going to make you hungry the rest of the day for sure. Like, you know, so yeah. So trying to fast for even 12 hours, if you're used to eating breakfast and forcing yourself to eat breakfast, yeah, it's going to like do that. But no, I totally agree with Jeff. Like fasting is another key proponent into kind of doing a lot of these things. And there's lots of health benefits from, you know, the autophagy that you get from fasting. So it's like, and it just makes sense. Like you'll lose weight if you just don't eat, you know? And so, you know, and we're not trying to starve ourselves, you know? And like people say that's so bad, but it's like, well, tell me the science that makes not eating so bad because, because that's what we've been doing, you know, is like, cause they're saying, well, you'll overeat. And it's like, yeah, but I'll still be at a caloric deficit for the day because there's no way I could eat what I used to eat in three meals in one meal, you know. So right, it's, you know, when I first started keto, I'm not gonna lie, I gained weight, you know. I was starting the day with like 9 egg omelets, you know, plus cheese, plus bacon, you know. So I was like, that was my first meal, you know. So and I gained 2-3 pounds that first week, and I was like, is this, which made me kind of think, man, is this keto really working? And then until you and Justin kind of told me, hey, you know, we didn't know that's keto grande back then, but now, you know, we talk about it all the time. I was doing keto grande. I was literally eating three massive keto meals a day. And so, and then that goes back to the Jillian Michaels thing where she's talking about, hey, there's no limit to what you, they say that keto has no limit to what you can eat. And it's like, well, I mean, most people that do keto, we don't say that. We don't say eat as much as you keto food as you can, because that's still, you know, like that's not right, you know. And me doing it that way, I know that you can't just eat whatever you want. And I feel like fasting is such a key part of it. Like you gotta let your body use that energy that you've, you know, eaten, and then have it convert to using your body fat. So if you're continuously eating, you know, then that you'll be able to switch your body into ketones mode and start using ketones for energy. So,
right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So, any shout outs you have this week? I want to give a shout out to someone who hit us up on Instagram, C Smith Official. You know, he's 19 years old, and he said he's like 330 pounds, and he's gained some weight since high school, and his dad has lost a lot of 40 pounds on keto. Wow. And they got introduced to us, and you know, he wanted some tips on how to start and, you know, his keto journey, and you know, he's going to go to Costco, and he needed some advice on suggestions of what to get. And so we just want to, you know, welcome you. And, you know, what I told him is, you know, hey, just, you know, practice eating keto, you know, get used to like eating keto foods for now. Don't worry about, you know, if it's good or it's bad, just start it, get your body used to eating keto foods, you know, get your eggs and bacon and cheeses. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there, and, you know, you'll figure things out as you go. You'll learn from your journey, and that's the best thing. And so, you know, more power to you. Good luck.
And, you know, like, and when it comes to fasting, you know, like if you're not used to fasting, just the first thing you want to do, like, I think the easiest step is just skip breakfast. Just skip breakfast, and then don't eat after 11 p.m. Just have those two, that'll be your window. Just, you know, and then, you know, just skip breakfast. Eat when you're, you know, eat when you're really hungry in the morning. Like, you know, you might be used to eating breakfast, but a lot of times I talk to people and they're like, well, when I wake up, I'm not really hungry right when I wake up. And I was like, that's fine. Then that's like, don't eat until you're hungry. And then, and then just have a cutoff time. Like, hungry, you know, don't eat after like 11 or 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. And then, and just start doing that. And that's a nice, easy way to sort of start your fasting process and your intermittent fasting. And then, and then kind of go from there. So when it comes to starting keto and starting fasting, a simple thing, like stop eating breakfast and then just make sure you have a cutoff that you don't eat at like after 11 p.m. So,
be good about reading your labels and nutrition's on the back. Just make sure that, you know, try to avoid things that you buy that have high sugar. You'll just be surprised on what kind of stuff you buy that has high carb sugar counts when you thought it was low, you know, carb sugar. You know, work on that. Like, work on like reading your labels better. You know, like that's something I start doing every time I go out now. And I never.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. So they were selling. Talk about reading labels. I went to the like one of the coffee shops I went to was actually inside a gas station. You know, I asked them for cream. They didn't have cream, which heavy cream, you know, most they don't have butter, right? But what's funny is before I ordered, they had like coconut milk, and then they had soy milk. And so what's funny is I was like, you know, I was like, hey, so do those have sugar or carbohydrates in them? And then she had to pull out the bottle, and then she had to turn it around, and then we had to like read it together. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, not that's too high. And then, you know, pulled out the other bottle. So it's so true. Just reading the labels is like that becomes like second nature. You'll learn how to read labels even faster too as you start doing this this process. But, you know, that's definitely a skill that, it's just so important because you just don't know products that you wouldn't think that there would be carbohydrates in. There is sometimes. So, read your labels.
Yeah. That's it. So, and then everyone else who's hit us up on Instagram, they've been sharing recipes with us and asking me for advice on how to cook, you know, an air fryer, stuff like that. I've been going back and forth. So it's pretty cool, man. Like the community out there, they're all engaged and like everyone's like, you know, hyping each other up. So it's been pretty cool. So that's all the shout outs that I have.
Shout out to my cousins out here, obviously Talai and my cousin Tiputa. But then I want to just give a shout out to all you listeners that are listening to us and just have stuck with us and just kind of riding along with our journey, you know, and you know, as we kind of do all the random things that me and Jeff do, travel and like, you know, drink alcohol and things like that. And yeah, man, we just really thank you for being, you know, consistent listeners and listening week in and week out. And, you know, without your support and without you listening, it's just like, you know, it's just been such a joy just to do this. And we love doing this podcast and, you know, we love sharing our stories and we love just kind of staying accountable to the community and staying accountable to you listeners and staying accountable, most importantly, to ourselves and the goals that we may have. So yeah, just thank you listeners for all your support.
Absolutely. So, who do we got next? Who are we interviewing?
Childhood friends. We, you know, I was in his wedding. You know, like over 10 years ago. He kind of seen kind of what we're doing, and yeah. And so we'll see his journey with keto. I think he's been doing keto for a couple months now, and so yeah, we'll kind of talk about how he went through this holiday season because this is probably the toughest time. So I give props to all you people that start doing keto in the months of September, October, November, December, because, you know, this is the hardest part of the year. That last third of the year is really hard to do keto with so many things like football, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all those things having, you know, so many treats and carbohydrates and so many like yummy things that people eat during this time of the year. That's really, it really is the hardest part of the year to start doing the ketogenic diet. But now that we're in January, we're in 2019. Now, if this is the time where this is a good time for a lot of people to start changing up and doing different things. So we're going to hear about his.
Today's episode is sponsored by Karma Project. Want to earn an easy $5 and keep yourself safe at the same time? Well, there are 37 million vehicles across 19 manufacturers that have been recalled so far for having a deadly Takata airbag. 37 million. Now, do some good by alerting your friends and family about this recall and earn a $5 reward for checking your own vehicle. I checked mine. My vehicle was not part of the recall, but I was still able to cash in and get the $5 reward. Now, it's important to me that all of you out there are also checking to see whether or not you're safe. So it takes just a minute. And you could get a $5 reward for doing it. Now, check now at this address. This is the most important part. deadlyairbag.com/health. It's urgent. Do not put it off. Check now, once again, at deadlyairbag.com/health.
Are we starting the interview right now? Is this?
Yeah. Like...
Oh, okay. Yeah, just... Yeah, and then I don't know how, I just kind of, like, I think Steven messaged me that he was doing keto, and I was like, what? So, and so, you know, just, you know, how we get so many people that sort of message us to let, you know, that tell us that they're doing keto, and they'll ask for advice, and then, but, you know, sometimes people fall off, and, like, we don't know what they're doing, or if they're still on it, and so... man, but it's been awesome just cause Steven has, he just messaged me like 2 weeks ago, like right around the holiday season that he had, he hit a certain milestone. And then I was like, oh, well, that's great. You should come on the show. And so, and then kind of, that's how I found out that, not only did Steven start a few, I don't know when, so we'll start with that. Like, hey bro, when did you start doing keto? How'd you find out about it? And, you know, what kind of things did you do to get you going in this ketogenic lifestyle or diet or whatever?
Sure. Yeah, sure. It was around November, probably mid of November of last year. I was looking at ways of losing weight aside from ways I've tried before, which I just didn't do really well on doing when it came to, you know, maybe an exercise plan or, you know, some other diet plan that I would find online. And so I did some research. I, at the time, visiting my dermatologist, I suffer from autoimmune disease, so I have vitiligo. And he mentioned keto on a way of eating to help with some of the issues that I was having with the vitiligo. And so I did some research. And
did you say vitiligo?
Yes.
I've never even heard of that. How do you spell that, by the way?
Vitaligo.
Okay.
So as an autoimmune disease, it has to do with pigmentation with your skin.
Okay. Okay.
So I have a mild case of it, but what happens is I'm starting to lose the color that I have. So,
okay.
I've always joked with my wife that, yeah, you're going to be married to a white guy soon. but it was my dermatologist who initially just brought up the, keto. And so yeah, I was a little curious about it and started doing some research online and was thinking of looking into possibly a podcast. And lo and behold, I ran into the Keto Island Boys.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was just like, wow.
Well, what podcast started listening. Do you use, by the way?
I'm using the one on my Apple phone.
Yep, yep. So the Apple Podcasts
yep.
app? Okay. And you found this on there?
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Well, actually, I'm sorry. Maybe it was through Instagram. So I was looking through the podcast and Instagram, and I think it was Instagram that I saw you guys first.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's from there it jumped over into the Apple Podcast.
Oh wow! And then, so with the vitiligo, that's the other thing about doing this podcast is, man, we find out about all these different sort of medical things that are happening to our guests, outside of just weight loss and stuff. So. My question is, so where is it that appearing on you? Is it in your arms or something, or is it all over, or is it one spot, or how does that?
So it's probably, it can be seen on my fingers the most. Okay. So, any point that they say where sunlight hits directly on your body at the most. So for me, it's because I type a lot because of the type of work that I do.
Yep, yep,
I'm on the computer and I'm a musician. So playing piano, it seems like that's where it's affected me the most.
Gotcha.
But I think with the vitiligo and some other issues that, I was suffering from due to my weight, I was thinking, this is something important to look into, especially when I also have three kids that are under 5, and wanting to interact with them, I would always have issues with joint pain and suffering from blood pressure, high blood pressure as well. Wow. So I was like, okay, what's something that I can do that can, positively impact my body and my well-being with my kids? So,
Steven, did your doctor know much about keto, or have you heard about?
So he shared keto with me because of his wife going through the ketogenic diet and the positive effects of it on her health, and because there isn't an actual medicine that will clear vitiligo, there really isn't. There's ways to possibly slow it down. And I've tried a lot of different methods, and a lot of them just haven't worked.
Which methods have you tried?
There's laser therapy. There's steroid lotions. Uh-huh. Some of them can actually exacerbate the condition. God. So just being very careful with it.
Yeah.
So it was almost like he was just pitching it to me and saying, "Hey, here's something that I know has affected my wife in a positive way. There might be a way of changing your diet using keto to stop any possible inflammation that might be causing your autoimmune disease, or even increasing the vitiligo, spreading from one part of my body to my entire body." So I think that in itself, after doing a little bit of research, I was like, nothing will hurt right now. Yeah. Let me go ahead and try this, because it just seems like there's so many positive things that can come out of changing the way I eat, especially by using keto. So that's October 1st is when I started.
Wow. That's awesome.
What have you noticed? What are some of the effects, positive things that you've noticed since October when you started so far doing keto?
So my weight, which blows my mind, October 1st, my weight was, I was at 264. That was my heaviest.
Ever in your life?
Ever in my life. Yeah. 264. Wow. And I weighed myself before this podcast, 234.
What? So, 30 pounds?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. That's tight.
Which is crazy because I did not add the intermittent fasting until the 1st of January.
Oh, nice.
Snap.
So I wasn't even doing that part, which, you know, I'm seeing is like, that's a crucial part of keto. I need to add this.
We like to say it definitely helps. They go hand in hand. But I mean, Jeff is a big proponent about like, you know, like, hey, you don't have to start fasting. Just get your body fat adapted. And my thing is like, if you want to fast, you can, because that's kind of, and we're both kind of talking about our own experiences, because when Jeff started, he didn't really start fasting until, when did you start fasting after you started in keto?
Yeah, probably about 2-3 months after I've done keto for a while that I just started fasting.
Yeah. And then for me, like just seeing in like, for me, I started fasting maybe like 2 weeks after I started doing keto. But granted, the first couple weeks that I was doing keto, I was doing keto grande. And so I was eating like massive amounts of keto food. And I actually gained weight my first week. And then I think, so these guys were saying like, you know, I was asking Jeff and our other friend Justin, I was like, and they were like, dude, well, you're just eating too much. And so then that's when I kind of like, oh, well, let me just do this fasting on top of the keto. And then that's kind of how like our journeys went. But what made you like, what sort of inspired you to start? What inspired you to start this late into the process, you know, like 3 months in versus starting earlier?
I think it was just like just making sure that like I was comfortable with knowing what I was eating, you know, just figuring out that part first. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to keep that as a goal. And once I feel comfortable, I'm going to go ahead and add the fasting portion to it. So I think that's where my mindset was at the time. And I was thinking of, you know, just making sure that I'm doing it right when it comes to like increasing my fat intake in my food, you know, eliminating sugar entirely. And yep. So I think the first time I ever cheated was Thanksgiving Day. I just enjoyed the supper like it was like a another Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. I cheated on Thanksgiving too, and I think a lot of us keto people tend to cheat on, you know, that's a special day, and that's a day kind of surrounded about by food. So, you know, it makes sense. It's like more power to you that you were able to, you know. Now, did you only cheat on that day? Did you cheat the rest of that weekend? Because that's a Thursday, you know.
Man, I felt so bad the next day.
Really? That Friday?
Just my body. Friday. Like I felt really groggy and just it didn't feel right. And I just kind of took it as like my body just not being used to eating that large amount of carbs. I love stuffing.
Yeah, me gravy, too.
Mashed potatoes. Just dumping that all, just mix it all together.
With gravy?
And, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like I need the gravy. Like I actually, yeah, that's kind of my key too. So, and then what about sweets? Did you like gorge out on sweets that first cheat day too? Or was it just kind of the carbohydrates?
That's the thing. Like I'm not really a big sweets person. So what's funny though, is if there's any sweets though, I enjoy almond Rocos.
Oh, okay. Tacoma.
But I mean,
those are from,
yeah.
Tacoma.
Yeah. The pink canister, man. I mean, yeah, I'm not a really big sweets person. I think like my biggest challenge in the beginning up to the Thanksgiving point was just carbs. It just blew my mind the amount of carbs I would be eating.
Yeah. You don't even notice it. And I think we grow up, I don't know. I think like, at least in my household, you know, pretty much from the age I was like 3 all the way to like 20 something, I pretty much ate rice every day. You know,
staple of the poly diet, man.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. So it's like eating rice every day was just a normal thing. So, and you know, and Jeff can sort of relate to being Filipino, like they eat rice in every meal. And like half of the times that when we eat stuff, like people always get weirded out. Like, how can you eat that without rice? And we just do. So
Hey, how's your clothes been fitting?
Oh man, they're not fitting. That's the problem. Yeah, it's strange. Like it's funny because my wife bought me, I think, like a pair of jeans, like for Christmas. Mm. Putting them on, I'm like, are you sure these are for me?
Oh, you know, just, yeah, like, that's tight.
I mean, it's just it's awesome to know, like, wow, like I'm actually going to be able to fit in some clothes that I haven't been in like 2 or 3 years. Absolutely. And then thinking, why have I been keeping those clothes? But maybe it's for this time going through keto. Yeah. So yeah, go ahead.
Do you have a goal weight? Like, so you've dropped 30, you know, and it's only been 3 months pretty much. So you're kind of averaging about 10 pounds a month.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of weight in a short amount of time. Is there like a goal weight that you kind of have set in your mind, or a goal size? Because now we're talking about clothes too. Like what Jeff was saying, like you want to get down to like wearing a small or a medium, or how's that? Do you have any goals for that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd hope to get down to maybe 200.
Okay. Yeah.
Easy.
I think. Yeah.
And then so, has it been helping with the vitiligo?
Am I saying vitiligo?
Vitiligo, yeah. Sorry.
It's really hard to, I mean, because the thing is, like, for this kind of condition, in order to see any type of progression or digression, you have to like keep like a photo diary, you know. So if I'm taking photo, and you know, maybe days, like I'll, you know, I can start seeing any changes. The thing is, like, because we're in the winter time, you know, and I'm not in the sun as much, you know, it's difficult to see any changes.
Oh yeah, you should be out here in New Zealand with me, bro.
Oh man,
come see your family.
Oh, that's a long flight though, man. And now that I have kids, it's a whole different experience.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So to kind of really see the benefits for the vitiligo, how do you say it again?
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo. So, like, you probably won't see the benefits for the vitiligo until maybe like until springtime, then to see if it's really kind of working.
I would think so. I mean, having a discussion with my dermatologist, you know, once it, you know, we transition to spring, you know, and then into summer, then it would probably easier to track progress.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to seeing if I'm hoping that it's at least stopped the progression of the vitiligo and the possibility of it reversing. Because of the changes of my diet, we'll see. Yep. You know, I'll have an update for you guys in summer.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll definitely have to check in because, you know, you're almost halfway to like your goal weight, you know, and so we'll definitely have to check back in with you in the summer months, just kind of see how some of your medical things are going and then also how your weight is doing as well. So, excited for you. And that journey, and especially now that you're doing the intermittent fasting. So let's talk about that a little bit more. So when you started doing intermittent fasting, like what was do you have a routine now of eating? Do you have a time window of when you eat and when you fast? And is it regular every day or on certain days?
Right now I'm doing the 16-8. I do that throughout the week, and then the weekend, like I'll just go to a normal, like schedule of eating. But yeah, so
you
like
eat breakfast on the weekends.
Yes, yeah, and that's typically like scrambled eggs.
Nice with like bacon.
Bacon, maybe. Yeah, definitely bacon. Got to do bacon.
Right on. So then, when's your 16-hour start?
16 hours starts at 8 p.m. and then stops at noon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep, so, like, if anything, like, just liquids or just water and
black coffee?
Yep.
Nice.
Have you tried the butter coffee yet?
Oh, bullet coffee? Oh, yeah, that's a staple, man. Yeah. I do have a question for you guys about adding, like, stevia to it. Because right now I'm just putting the butter in it. I think, yep. Heinz, I had asked you about how you have it usually. Yep. So, like, I've added a packet of stevia. And then I just fruit packet. Mm. I'm like, do people use that in bullet coffee? I don't know.
I don't know too many people that use it in bullet coffee, but I know a lot of people that cook with it and use it for, like, a lot of substitutes for just, like, stuff like ice cream, like, to make keto ice cream and things like that. But, you know what, I don't want to speak for Jeff, but I know for me, it's like, man, I could drink coffee black now if I had to, but.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, it's just, we're just like, you know, your taste buds sort of change over time. So sometimes just drinking something like black coffee, like you just get used to it and it's just like not a big deal. And
also, I add the packet of stevia every time I make my bullet coffee too. So don't worry about that. Oh, okay. Add it or monk fruit. Yeah, you can do that because I know Starbucks has monk fruit as kind of their packets there, and you're okay. Those two are okay. They don't spike insulin a lot at all. So those are good. You can add them to it for sure.
Yep. Okay. Okay. That's cool. I'm taking your advice as the professionals with keto.
No. No, man, we're not the professionals of keto necessarily, but we're the professionals on ourselves and what works for us when we do keto. But yeah. I mean, because we switch, like I'll switch it up. I'll make a bulletproof coffee here, and then I'll just do a black coffee here. Like, especially out here in New Zealand, man, none of the places have stevia, so it's like that's kind of a pain. Nobody has butter, like, you know, to make bulletproof. And then nobody does heavy whipping cream, or out here they just call it cream. And nobody has those available when you go to a gas station, which is funny. The only gas station that actually had anything close to any of that stuff was the gas station. That was the only coffee place that had cream, but they didn't have it in the coffee, like, behind the counter. I had to buy cream separately at the gas station and then add it to my own coffee, you know, on top of my it was crazy. So, but, you know, I you know, just, but being with my cousins out here and, like, you know, so we just continuously, like we're just kind of feeding off of each other, because I wasn't really going to do keto when I came out here. And then now, as we, you know, as my cousins are doing it too, I have a cousin that probably started, like, similar, close to around the same time that you started. I have a cousin that just started last week. So just kind of showing them the ropes of, like, you know, how to do their bulletproof coffee. And they're like, butter? Like, you got to – and, you know, hey, you know how dope the butter is out here, right?
So, oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The butter, the Anchor butter, it's bomb. It's, like, grass-fed. It's super good. So it's, like, I mean, it's my favorite thing to do now. So since I've been out here in New Zealand, I drink a lot of bulletproof coffee. But I haven't found stevia as much out here as I just haven't been able to really find it. So, and then a lot of places don't have stevia, like the Starbucks didn't have stevia. And a lot of places just don't have even the fake sugars when it comes to coffee. It's just weird. But yeah, no, that's glad. I mean, yeah, go ahead and use any of those, you know, that monk fruit and stevia, man, they're solid. So yeah.
Yeah, that's good to hear. That was just something that I was curious about. And now that you're talking about butter, you know, I think, Kynes, you're familiar with this area, right, in Pennsylvania, where there's a lot of Amish people. So
yep, yeah, yeah.
Just trying some, like, Amish butter, you know, seeing how that works with my coffee.
Yeah. Do they sell that at the grocery store, or do you have to go to a special market to buy Amish butter?
I would think it'd be at, like, a special market, like at a farmer's market. But, I mean, gotcha. I've seen it, so I'll probably post something about it if I can get my hands on some.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be dope, you know? Because I feel like that stuff would be super fresh. Like, workout?
Hey, can you say that again?
Yeah, are you incorporating any workouts with your keto?
So it's like, when I was looking for, like, a way of losing weight, you know, because of I have a desk job. So, like, I'm a digital marketing consultant. So I'm, like, 9 to 5 in front of a desk. And then, like, I do some freelance work. So I'm always sitting down, and I'm like, okay, what is something I can incorporate? And, it was starting with keto. Now, like, I'm doing some exercises when I'm able to take breaks, I'll just do exercises in the office. But nothing, I don't have anything necessarily planned, but my hope is like once I hit my 200 pound weight, like I can possibly do some type of like competitive, like, I don't know, what are they called? Tough Mudder?
Races?
Yeah.
When was the last time that you weighed 234 pounds? How long has that been?
The last time I weighed 200 pounds?
Yeah.
Or 234? Wow. Maybe a good 3 years ago.
Wow.
2 to 3 years. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Damn. So, and then, also kind of go back to the intermittent fasting, because this is fairly new for you. Did you find it hard when you first, like that first couple days that you started doing the intermittent fasting? Like,
I think it was more of a mind game. when I started like thinking, oh man, what is this going to be like not eating for like until noon? But no, like I quickly got into it. I think the issue that I started having is when I tried to do a 48-hour fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried that twice and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be doing that yet.
How far did you get though?
I did 48 hours.
Oh, you did it. Okay.
Yeah, so... I did it twice, but I was like, maybe that's something that I'll try later on, probably in the next month or so.
But the dope thing about it is, you know that you could do 48 hours, like, and you've done it twice. So it's like, because some people don't even get that far, which is why I'm surprised that you even were able to do 2 48-hour fasts. Because like a lot of people that we talk to are like, I don't even see how you guys could do 30 hours. And it's like, man, after a while, like once you've done 1 48-hour fast, it's nothing. It's like, it's not like something that we enjoy doing all the time. And it's not, and then I don't think you should do it all the time anyway. It's a good way to just kind of reset your body to, like, you know, if you do happen to have a cheat day or you're kind of having a stall, maybe like just something to kind of throw in the playbook to kind of mix things up and to get your body back into, like, you know, ketosis and those sort of things.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard on you guys' podcast and, like, you know, just some other, like, you know, some articles online on just the understanding of, like, you know, naturally, like, I think our bodies, when it comes to, like, maybe eating 3 times a day to, like, maybe once every 2 days is normal, right?
So
like going into the mindset of, like, this is how I need to prep, you know, food is food, you know, I don't need it yet. But I think the 16-8 works well with my schedule. And I don't feel like I'm getting any brain fog anymore. I think that has to do with maybe keto. It's keto first, but I think, I think the fasting is like really helped regulate a lot of stuff in my body.
Now, how do you keto with your family and your kids? Do they all do it with you, or do you guys do things separately?
So, when I started the journey, it was just me. My wife has her own issues, like some gut issues connected to her microbiome. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, and I think you also had a guest on who has the same. My wife suffers from PCOS.
Oh yeah.
So, that and just a couple things that she has going on, she's not able to do keto yet. And, but there is something that she's looking into, which is the autoimmune protocol paleo diet, which I think would fit, for what she needs for her body. So that's something that she'll be going into probably in the next couple of days.
So, like, do you guys cook separate meals?
Yes. Or there are times where we'll have a meal and then some of it's modified so that I can eat it.
Gotcha. And then what about so then you're the only one that kind of eats different. So, like, she'll make a meal for everybody and then have like a sort of modified version for you.
Yes. A lot of slow cooker meals.
Oh yeah. Those are awesome. So do you guys have, so you have a slow cooker. Do you have an instant pot too?
Yes. Yes, fortunately she got that for a Christmas present.
Yeah, man, those things are amazing.
Those are awesome.
Yes, it's probably one of my favorite things since I've been on keto to use to make meals, because it's really fast and just works really well. So, no, that's good.
I'm surprised you haven't asked me about blue crabs yet.
Oh,
blue crabs.
Man, that's the thing, man. If you ever go to Maryland, Jeff, you ever been to Maryland?
No, never been to Maryland.
Man, it's like, man, like, so you're living in, are you living in Northeast or Perryville? Are you like in that area?
Yeah, the Northeast Perryville area. Yep, so yep.
It's
pretty much outside of the city.
Everywhere, and it's bomb. But the thing is, what people like when I was down there, most of the times people would eat it with beer because they go really well together. And put the Old Bay on the crab. So, yeah, are you still eating that? Like, is blue crab part of your diet? Like, how is that? And are you going to send me and Jeff some blue crab?
Well, I think that was one of the goals, if I hit like a certain weight, as a thank you to you guys for just kind of helping me, was to send you guys like maybe like a half a bushel. But blue crabs, it's hard to explain. They're just slightly sweeter. They are smaller than probably what you're used to in Washington.
Yep.
But but they're packed with meat depending on the size. And then they use like what's called the Old Bay seasoning.
Oh yeah. We got
on it. Yep. Oh my gosh. So it's keto friendly, which is awesome. You got to be careful how much of the seasoning you put on your crabs. But yeah, that was one way of my way of saying thank you for you guys for like everything you've been doing, especially for our community. And like me being out here in the middle of nowhere as a poly, you know, kind of listening to you guys' journey. It's motivating. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. We're trying to fight disease. We're trying to fight obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure. Like you got, that's something that you brought up. And that's one of the reasons why Jeff started was for high blood pressure. So this is like, man, we just find that this is something that it doesn't cost any extra money. It's not like you have to buy products from us or anything. And, it's just changing the way you kind of go grocery shopping and cutting out certain things and just enjoying other things a little bit more. So, man, we love hearing stories like yours. And
do you have any coworkers or any friends or family that like have started it since you've done it or are interested?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think it's kind of like the journey that you guys share too, and like how things were going when you discuss it with your coworkers. It was the same.
Yeah.
Like for me though, it's like I work in like a satellite office. Most of my coworkers are like in Dallas or Michigan.
Gotcha.
So if I have to see them in person, I have to fly out. And I think the last time I went out, they were surprised at how much weight I lost. And I don't shy away from telling them like, yeah, man, keto is amazing. So that, and then like my friends and the church family that I have here in Maryland, like a lot of them have started doing keto, whether it's because of me talking about it or encouraging it or them just starting on their own.
That's dope. And then are they starting to see success, and how is that helping people out? Are you getting a lot of text messages and emails and stuff? Is that?
Oh yeah. It's, just being a part of maybe like some Facebook groups that have popped up from like the community here in Maryland to like my coworkers just constantly talking about it on the side on, hey, have you tried this dish? Is this something that's like a keto friendly or not? Like what's like a hack of how to eat it? It's been pretty fun.
Yeah. What other diets have you tried before? And you said they weren't successful. I forgot. I got cut out.
I think one that I was looking into and tried was the Atkins diet, but I really didn't get too far in that one.
Yeah. I mean, that's very similar to, to keto, except, you know, with keto, we're all about high fat, moderate protein. Atkins is a lot of like high protein. And so, you know, what they've, you know, what makes it different is that, you know, sometimes when you consume too much protein, your body could still convert that into glucose, which will eventually sometimes kick you out of ketosis if you have too much protein. But your body, if it's consuming fat, that won't happen. So that's why I feel like keto is, because I've had people ask me that before. Isn't this just Atkins? And it's like, nah, not really. It's weird, but you have to eat way more fat than what you would on Atkins. So yeah. Do you have any favorite meals that you like to make, or that you like to eat at home, or even when you go out?
Favorite meals. Well, living in Texas, like, for so long, man, it has to be barbecue. I think that was the one thing that we were looking for when we, like, moved here to Maryland is, like, where can we get our staple barbecue, which it was tough, but we found a couple places. So anything barbecue.
So eat that without the sauce? Or
yeah. Yeah, it's usually just dry, you know, maybe slight dry rub or just no sauce, you know, whatsoever. So having ribs or like wet brisket, making sure that there's most of the fat on the briskets cut up and given instead of them throwing it away. I don't know why people throw away the fat. It's like the
tastiest part. I know. You have to agree. It's like, dude, why are you throwing that away? I'm like, oh, man. So, yeah. No, I have to agree, because that's like, man, you let that grizzle up a little bit, and like me, I could just pretty much. Yes, I have to agree 100%.
Yeah, so knowing that. Go ahead, Jeff. Yeah.
Oh, no, I had a question. So also, like, when you're going out to family, friends' houses or your parties, how do you tackle keto going there? Do you, like, prep ahead of time and eat, or do you just kind of pick off meals?
I try not to. I think it's more like I'll see what they've made and figure what I can try. I think my first approach is not to cheat if I don't have to, if I haven't planned it. So yeah. I'll look at things and say, okay, probably ask like what's in it, and then go for it, you know. And the good thing is that now, like, the groups that we hang with and family, they know that we're doing keto, or they're doing keto. So it's like, I don't have to ask, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. That's an awesome scenario. And that's happened a lot with Jeff and I. I mean, Jeff was doing keto for 6 months before I even started. So, you know, I used to like eat carbs right from Jeff all the time. So, yeah.
Who's that?
Oh man, I'm just being real, guys. I got my two of my three kids with me, so they're the ones that are keeping me moving. But because of keto, I can actually move.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well,
yeah, man.
Well, thanks, Steven. We appreciate you coming on and sharing your journey with us, man. It's great. We love it.
Oh, man.
No, I'm very thankful for what you guys are doing. Just kind of, I think from the first podcast that I listened to till now, like, you guys are doing some amazing things for the community. So even out here on the East Coast, man, you have a listener.
Man, thank you, man. We appreciate it. We like to ask all our guests, you know, like, for people that are just, maybe this is their first episode listening to, and they're thinking about doing keto. Like, do you have any advice for those that are, you know, wanting to maybe start doing keto, for those newbies?
I think it's like, definitely, do your research, you know, on figuring out, like, you know, what it takes to start small, you know, and then work up those small goals. So, I mean, that's kind of like how I approach keto. Definitely the motivation came from my wife and my kids. And so, you know, any motivation that they can give, like, you know, if they start noticing like changes, whether it's weight or just the way you eat, you know, will help. So I think that's just how I've kind of, continued on my keto journey, is just, you know, small goals, big wins.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, in no time, I'm going to hit that target weight and then move to the next goal.
Nice, nice. And then this is also your time. Like, you know, if there's anything that you would like to promote on the Keto Island Boys podcast, you know, anybody you want to give shout outs to, this is your time. Like, you could do whatever, man. Like, you know, so this is for you.
Thanks, man. I want to thank my wife, Michaeline. She's the one that encouraged me to, when I was looking into keto.
Shout out to like, Mikey.
Actually do it. So she's been my great motivator, my kids. And I think most encouragement is for my siblings. So my sister Lena and my sister Ali'i Mau and my parents. What I'm learning here is like I'm going to encourage them to start doing keto as well.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And anything you want to promote, by the way? No, you have any ventures that you're trying to like get out there, maybe?
Yeah. I think the just one thing that I'm gonna just give out is my Instagram, Stephen Pattaya. Is my sweet. You should be able to find my Instagram. I'm gonna start doing a couple things with my kids, like so some Samoan meals. I've been thinking about seeing if we can convert them into like a keto recipe.
Yeah,
I'm going to have my kids test them out and see their reaction. Yeah. So that's something that we're going to be start posting soon.
Awesome. And then that's Stephen Pattaya, one word?
Just Stephen Pattaya. Yep.
Yep.
We'll put a link.
Stephen Pattaya.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. Sounds good. We'll put a link on the podcast.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for your time. Jeff, did you have anything last comments
No.
you wanted to do?
Thanks. I appreciate it, man. Love hearing the story, man. Keep it up. We'll do another interview and find out your goals.
We'll interview you over the summer and then, just kind of see where you're at. And then, you know, keep on keeping on.
Man, thanks, Jeff. Thanks. Thanks, Hines.
All right, Steven. Take it easy.
Girl, I wanna hold you tight. Girl, I want the sweet.